local news, Queensland's Environment Minister Andrew Powell has disputed claims that new artificial reefs may damage natural coral reefs. With two artificial reefs to be installed in Harvey Bay and between Elliott Heads and Woodgate Beach, the decision was made to protect marine species in the Great Sandy Marine Park. However, with the list of reef recipients also being the world's first whale heritage site and protected marine park, there is discussion as to whether this plan could do more harm than good. The $2.5 million project has still got the green light, with Minister Powell saying that this, quote, is about getting the balance right between environment and tourism, and artificial reefs play an important part in that.
Several Queensland state schools have yet to begin work on high-priority Olympic infrastructure projects, despite millions in funding. The state government's Go for Gold school grant scheme awarded over $93 million to 120 schools to improve sporting infrastructure, with an original completion date for December this year. However, none of the high-level funding projects have broken ground, with the Education Department stating it expected to greenlight construction in early 2026. Education Minister John Paul Langbroek did not respond to questions about progress in the program.
And for your national news, the infamous Tony Abbott same-sex wedding mural has been covered this week, ending the beautiful ceremony of Mr. and Mrs. Tony Abbott. Painted by artist Scott Marsh in 2017, the mural depicted former Prime Minister Abbott marrying himself and had become a head-turner at Redfern in Sydney's Inner South. Mr. Marsh said that he was inspired to make this statement artwork after Mr. Abbott told Australian voters to, quote, protect the family, end quote, by voting no in the same-sex marriage postal survey. Now no longer visible after being covered in a plain grey, let us know if you think it was time for a change or if the mural should have been left as a mark of Australia's LGBTQIA+ history.
Environmentalist groups have criticised a plan from fossil fuel company Santos to expand gas exploration and fracking in the Northern Territory. The plan would involve drilling 12 fracking wells in the Tamamburini cattle station, which would then be used to, quote, determine whether the shale gas reservoir is commercially viable, as per a document published by Santos. Dr. Kirsty Howie, executive director of the Environment Centre Northern Territory, said the plan posed several major risks, including water supply contamination. Dr. Howie added that, quote, if fracking moves to a full-scale production, over 6,000 wells could be drilled through our precious aquifers, polluting our groundwater with toxic chemicals. Santos has recently come under fire for its involvement in a leaking LNG storage tank located near Darwin, which the company purchased in 2020.
And in international news, Guinea-Bissau soldiers say they are, quote, taking control, end quote, of the country just 3 days after a presidential election that both main contenders claim to have won. The most recent president, Umaro Sissoko Embalo, has been expressing his goal of being the first president to win a second term in power in 3 decades. Yet, both him and his main political opponent, Fernando Dias, claim to have won the primary round of elections on Sunday. Military officers in the West African country say that suspending the electoral process and closing borders is for, quote, the restoration of order, end quote, and that they will rule the country until further notice. This takeover is the latest in a large number of coups for the country since its independence from Portugal in 1974.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is moderate across the state, and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more, and in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.